Good morning. First of all, I hope that y'all are all doing okay in light of the storm. I can't go even a step further without thanking my sister Catherine, my brother-in-law Randy, for taking care so well of our house while we all left them here and fled. I still feel bad about it. Nothing like a public apology to try to help. Bill Young, who was out looking after our house as well. Thank you, Bill. And a number of y'all have emailed me and said, we drove by and we made sure everything was okay. And I just want to say thank you. It's been an interesting process to deal with. We're very blessed. You know, we lost power for like 10 days or so, but that's not as bad as a lot of folks. We had a tree through the roof of our house, but it was at a place that's not that bad. If it's going to go through, that's an okay place to go through. And we lost maybe, I don't know, a dozen or so other trees. But all in all, it's been pretty good, and we're real thankful. So I'm glad you're back. I'll tell you this, over the time that we were gone, I started writing the theology lessons because we start that week after next, God willing. And I'm really juiced about those lessons. You'll be able to see from the very first class why we've gone about teaching Paul's life and going through his writings as we have, because that really is step one to good theology of understanding Paul and what he has to say about God. And so the theology part is right around the corner. This class is an important class, and I'm glad we get a chance to share it. Next week we have 2 Timothy, which is the only writing of Paul's that we have not covered so far. And I urge you to come and bring some friends, because we'll also provide the historical insight we have as to what happened to Paul. You know, we know biblically what happened during his life, but the Bible doesn't tell us how he died and where he died. But history, we've got good, reliable history on that kind of information. So we'll throw that into the lesson next week as well and bring Paul's life to a close as we get ready to launch into the rest. But with that, we're on Paul's second to the last letter that we know of he wrote in his life, and that's his letter to Titus. And so that's what I want to cover this morning. And as I was writing the lesson, I was thinking about what Paul does in Titus and how it works out, and it reminded me for some reason of my wonderful wife Becky. If you ever have a chance to come to our house very early in the morning before she starts doing breakfast for the kids or anything else, you'll find Becky in her little office area, and she's got a cup of coffee and she's writing her to-do lists. She has a to-do list for the day, she has a to-do list for the week, I think she has a to-do list for the month, and if I'm not mistaken, for the year. She's like the most organized person I know, and she sits there methodically, and one of the earliest things she does is she takes her to-do list from yesterday and sees what she got done and what she didn't. She's had a real busy to-do list this week, and I want to tell you, by the time I get awakened, you know, at 11 with the breakfast in bed, it's stunning to me how much she's able to accomplish by the way she does things. I don't know if you're a list person or not. I'm absolutely convinced that list people are a little more in vogue now than they were in the time of Paul, because we've got cheap available paper. We've got cheap available pens and pencils. We've got